For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The professor is in the Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike Preston, what's going on, Michael?
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody?
All right, how are you, man?
I am fantastic.
That's all we want to hear. That's all we want to hear, man. Listen, Ravens taking on the Cleveland Browns. I said this earlier. Browns fighting his fans because they cheered when their quarterback got hurt, and they were very vocal about that. You know, Browns fans going to push back against that. The city of Cleveland is threatening to sue the Browns because they're going to move the team outside of the city of Cleveland. So much going on right there. I think the Ravens go in, protect the women and children, because this thing is going to be ugly.
Hey, you got to remember, one of the keys, when you have so much going on, that sometimes the team kind of unites, and it's us against the world mentality. That's what you got to guard against, but I don't see it happening in this situation. this team is in total disarray. I mean, you got the fans and the team arguing. You got management going on, and there's so many problems. You know, the Ravens just can't go in overconfident. That's the major key for this team. Just take care of your business. I don't even know if they have to bring their A game, but a B game might get it done. Just don't get ambushed. I mean, because they're starting a new quarterback and so forth. And that might give them some life, too. But Rob, that lasts about a half. That lasts about two periods. And then it's back to being the Browns again.
I give it to you. But you did say you never know if they bring a B game. I mean, what would have to happen for them to lose this game? I mean, they just look like such an overwhelming favorite in this game. Not the spread. The spread's 8.5, whatever. I just think they're just so much better than the Browns. Like, what would have to happen? Like, the officials conspire, or Lamar just lose his mind one game?
You just can't come in with that mentality. You know, and they keep saying that the NFL is a week-to-week league. It is. And then you look at what happened last night. I mean, I didn't think the Vikings, I thought the Vikings, and they're rebound to come back, play a strong game, and get back in, and then the winning classification. And then they lose to the Rams. And I'm not saying the Rams are great. I'm just saying I thought that would play out. Well, the Ravens have to be careful at the same time. You can't go into this game and saying and believing, hey, this is going to be a walk in the park. This is going to be a walkthrough. That's not the National Football League. These guys, they got pride. They have some energy. And it's early in the season. If this was late in the year, you could get away with that, because everybody wants to get the U-Haul trucks outside running, get the furniture in, and go home. That's not the case right now. It's still early in the season, so they're going to play hard. It'll be interesting to watch this game, but I don't see it happening. I just don't see the Ravens losing.
Hey, Mike, as far as like you look at this season as a whole, we were just talking about trades. There was rumors that they contacted the Browns about Za'Darius Smith. You know, looking at a team that's falling out of it and finding the right trade partner is difficult. Do you think the Ravens are going to make a move? Because it seems like they have a team that everybody believes can make that run, but do they need to add something, a pass rusher, someone in the secondary, in your opinion, to kind of go all in for this?
I would probably add a pass rusher more than someone in a secondary. I mean, I know there's questions about Marlon Humphrey, but they got Armour Davis back. They got the kid Marlette back. So there's sound there. Mm-hmm. Pass rushing. I don't know. I think you'd improve that situation. And I think defensively you need to build on that, because if you really want to get your secondary better, get the pass rushers. Because you're kind of stuck with some of those young guys on the back end right now. But you could use some guys up front. And that's always a plus. But that's where I would look. I heard people talking about Cooper Kupp, Jeremy, mm-hmm. last night, about the Ravens need to make the trade, go get Cooper Kupp. And I'm like, no, they don't.
For what?
they're good at right where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, their offense is humming.
As fans just starting. As fans just starting. Yeah.
Yeah. Why would they have to go there? Just keep doing what you're doing offensively. There needs to be some help on the defensive side of the ball, and I would probably start with pass rushing.
Yeah. Here with Mike Preston from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, Zay Flowers did not practice yesterday, neither did Marlon Humphrey. Does that concern you leading to Sunday?
What concerns me is today. Do they practice today? Friday is always the telling tale in the NFL. Who goes and who doesn't go? Because usually if you don't go, you're probably not going to play Sunday. So today is the key day. And then also you do it Friday, and the next day you get up Saturday. Do you have any swelling? Have any problems? Are you walking clean and so forth? That's the big day. So the first couple of days, it's not a big deal. Friday is the telling day.
Hey, Mike, last night's game, since you brought it up, it ended with a terrible missed call with a face mask penalty end zone. Ended up being a safety for the Rams. Do you think we'll ever see when they're going to be able to challenge everything? Whatever it is, if you're stupid enough to challenge a holding call that you're never going to win, that's up to you. But you can challenge anything. That was egregious, and games shouldn't turn on that.
You're right. I'm afraid that's going to happen, Ed. And you got to remember, I'm a journalist, so I don't want to be there all night. But I think that's going to happen. I think you're getting to that point where they can challenge and look at everything. And I understand that because it's important to get it right. That's what you want. But, man, some of these calls that they're missing are very glaring and very obvious. So it's going to get to that point.
The funniest thing, Mike, about last night is 80% of the money was all on the Vikings. And then there were penalties on almost on all the third downs. Like the Twitter world out there is going nuts talking about conspiracies and the fixes in for all this. I don't think it's that. I just think we have a lot of bad refs.
Well, you know something, Jeremy, but that's what you hear all the time.
Yeah.
Since they got money involved in the betting, you hear that everywhere you go. You know, I heard it after the Ravens beat Cincinnati. Oh, they probably influenced the holder. I'm like, really? Okay, they got 2-1 guy. He's the one guy that they could influence the most because he could just put the ball over to the side and he misses the kick. You hear that everywhere you go. And I know the NFL doesn't care because they're making money, boatloads of money. But still, you know, when people start insinuating that people want to take, you got to watch that. That's an image problem.
Yeah, you do. Whether it's true or not, doesn't matter. That's the perception. Ed, what was your score?
34-17.
Jeremy, what was your score?
27-20.
Both Ravens. I had 31-9 Ravens. I think it's going to be biblical in Cleveland. Give me a score, Mike.
Biblical. I love that term. Yeah, I'm in the 31-17 range myself.
So what, you think David's going to beat Goliath?
No.
It's not going to happen, buddy.
I think the only way Cleveland survives is if they build an ark.
I thought you were definitely going to go to Friday's. No.
Mike Preston, thanks a lot, my friend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, Mike.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.